It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We got problems in L.A., Reese.
Yeah.
You need to call somebody.
Repair them.
I know you know people.
I know people.
Call somebody. I was talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, but you didn't say it was this bad. You didn't say it was this bad, pal. You said we got problems. You didn't say this.
Here's the crazy part about it. Westbrook makes more money this year than anybody on the team. He makes about $40 million. Some crazy
number. $44 million man benched.
Yeah. They benched him.
Here's my concern, and I only know if we have a sign from LeBron the other day. Oh, we do have. Listen to LeBron talk about Westbrook not being in the game late, and then we're going to talk about it, because we read between the little tea leaves on this show.
I already know.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this.
I already know.
Let's listen to LeBron as he talks about it.
How was Russ after the game? Is that the sort of thing that bothers him?
Have you followed Russ throughout his career?
Not as close as you have, probably.
Okay. Have you followed Russ throughout this season?
Yeah.
Would you think that would bother Russ not being in the late game?
I would imagine.
Okay. A great answer.
So, I'm torn on this one.
I'm not.
I don't like playing games with grown. I don't like playing games with grown people.
Right. Yeah,
I don't like playing games with grown people. No. That's grown man. I don't like playing games.
Mm-hmm.
You either I'm gonna tell you what it is, and this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
I don't want to play the whole head games, and I'm gonna bench him, and I'm gonna get his attention. No, hell no. I don't like playing games.
Right.
I don't like playing games. Tell people what it is.
Yeah.
Tell you ain't getting it done. Here's what you're not doing, and we're gonna do something different. Now right. Let's move on. We ain't gotta play, and I just feel like they playing games. With the media and benching him, and trying to embarrass him. And I don't like playing games, man. Tell people what it is. Tell them what your expectations are, and let's move on.
Yeah. That's part of it. First, the other part is Westbrook. They scared of Westbrook.
I understand that.
They're afraid of him.
But
no, seriously.
Wow, you think they're afraid of him?
Absolutely.
Oh, if you listen to LeBron's comments just then.
Yeah, I mean,
any other time LeBron would have just ripped it.
He was real careful with his words.
He kept pausing. Yeah,
oh, yeah, he's very careful because first of all, Westbrook is 1,000% overly sensitive about everything.
Worse than KD.
Seriously. that's a great point. And, the fact that they sat him down for 3 minutes and, 50-some seconds, and because, I don't know, he probably think that, why you sit me down?
Yeah, what you mean, why?
Yeah, why you sit me down? Mm-hmm. First of all, they're getting what they paid for, K-Mac. Westbrook's the same guy he's been the whole time.
No!
He's just not gelling with this team.
No, Reese, no.
Because
No.
Here's the problem.
Reese, come on, man. No.
Here's the girl. Clutch Sports, what's his name? What's it, Paul? Rich Paul.
Rich Paul, yeah.
He's running the team. What? Him and LeBron are running the team.
Yeah. Pelinka does Rob whatever Pelinka, they say.
He just whatever they say.
Whatever they say. Yeah.
And the head coach, he's just there.
Yeah. So when they talked about Frank Vogel said that they had a conversation with Rambis, basketball operations president.
Yeah, he's sitting in meetings now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Frank Vogel, Rambis, and
Pelinka
had a quote unquote come to, an understanding meeting. Something's gotta be done. So that tells me, i.e., Rich Paul and LeBron James had a meeting with Frank Vogel.
I was going to say.
And
and
Kurt Rambis and said, what you going to do about Russ?
Right.
And so I can do whatever you need, whatever you think needs to be done.
And then they say, you sure? He said, yes. You have my blessings on that one.
Let's hear from Frank Vogel as he talks about it. I mean, LeBron asked about Frank Vogel.
Okay.
I'm not in that business of pointing fingers or pointing blame or trying to put a quote at the end or at the start of someone's commentator of what they feel, our coaching staff or Frank is or where Russ is or where I'm at or AD. If it's not positive for me, it's not my lane. I'm not a negative person. Wow. You got something to ask me besides trying to shit on somebody?
I got my hand up. I got my head up.
Let it go, Reese. Let it go.
LeBron is so full of it, man.
Yeah.
LeBron is so full of it. I mean,
he is full of it.
I mean, technically, based on the assessment. Man, shut up.
He's full of it.
He's so full of it. Yeah, you can hear full of it written out.
And you know he has something to do with it.
You know he did it. He did it. That's something to do with everything that's happening. He's putting all the strings in this whole thing, man.
That's why I said I don't like playing games with grown people. See, everybody's playing a game.
The coach said he was playing the guys that he thought could win the game at the end.
They need
more grace and mercy. I can tell you that.
Salvation is free. When LeBron
got it today. LeBron holds the keys to your freedom. You in trouble.
He out there like trying to be as trash. Man, you know LeBron is so full. When you hear that.
Preach on, preacher. Come on. Call him. Tell us who he is.
LeBron, this is like, Reese preaching.
Hey, exactly. This is LeBron like, what they said, you know, they told me. They ain't told you nothing. It's you.
That is so shady.
Teach him a lesson.
That is so shady, man.
Hey, you know, we know that. You know Russ knows that.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine? Because, you know, Russ looking at him sideline in the locker room. I can tell you that right there. He's doing that.
So, now, you know what? Let's just hear. While you play that, let's hear LeBron one more time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Nice.
I'm not in that business of pointing fingers or pointing blame or trying to put a quote at the end or at the start of somebody's someone's commentator of what they feel, you know, our coaching staff or Frank is or where Russ is or where I'm at or AD. Yeah. If it's not positive for me, it's not my lane. I'm not a negative person. You got something to ask me besides trying to show somebody I ain't supposed to.
You remember the coach?
I ain't one to gossip.
Right, I ain't one to gossip. No, I just heard it through somebody just told me in the barbershop. Hey, so who's the coach for Cleveland that he fired?
Oh,
which one?
The coach in Israel.
Went to Princeton. You know what I'm talking about, Mike. Oh, yeah. Anyway, he brought in Tyronn Lue. They won. I'm telling you.
I love this music. It's great.
The current coach of the Lakers, Mike, what's his name?
Frank Vogel.
Frank Vogel.
He
made me in trouble. You can hear LeBron's voice, man.
He set him up, though. So he's a mastermind. He should work for the CIA, quite honestly.
Oh, my God.
NSA?
Yeah, he should work for the CIA. He's a mastermind in orchestrating this type of strike.
Or the mob.
Yeah, that too. Because what he did was he snuck around and he got Frank Vogel to shank my man.
Did he shake it?
And then stood there and said, we can't let him get away with that. We can't let Frank get away with that.
Andy.
Let's get him. Next thing you know, he's a hero. Holding him up. Holding him up. He holding up Westbrook. So I got you. We going to take care of this. We going to get rid of him. Look, Frank did this to you.
No, you're right. He set him up.
We can't let Frank do this to you.
And he's the one that's doing it.
You can't do this to me. Mm-hmm. You can't do this to me.
Trying to get rid of both of them.
Man. Exactly.
You know, if you want to watch the video Frank. Where they interview LeBron, they ask a question. He looking down, playing with his ring. You know, he's like,
what lie am I going
to
tell
you? Yeah, exactly. Try to get his words together.
So, on a serious note, what does Westbrook do in this? Well, first of all, okay, let's deal with Westbrook's performance.
He's not playing well.
This is ridiculous.
Right.
He's not. Now, I asked you off mic, and I said, you guys got to tell me something. Now, I've been watching Westbrook since he was at Oklahoma.
OKC, yeah.
I've seen West shoot. I've seen him not shoot. I've seen him struggle. I've seen him go through slumps. I've seen all of this. This seems to me as is he on the tape.
Yeah.
You don't miss layups like that. Yeah. And this is Westbrook we're talking about now. Layups like that, I mean, teardrops just missing the basket, just coming up short.
I think this situation, and it happened before. It happened with Gary Payton. It happened with Carmelo. You remember when everybody was chasing championships?
Yeah, chasing rings.
Yeah, chasing rings. Definitely Carmelo. Gary Payton ended up getting one in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But they put all those older guys on one team. It's the same scenario. And this is Russ's probably last opportunity to get a ring before he's done, probably.
So you tell me now all of a sudden he can't make those shots?
No, I'm just saying I think he's frustrated. I think, like, the hell with y'all.
Come on, man.
That's what I think.
But you got the ball.
Yeah.
You're taking the shots.
Yeah, and
I mean, what are you at? What can we do for you?
Maybe he's just not playing well. That could be
that
it,
don't
too.
Make no damn sense.
I know, but
yeah.
That don't
yeah,
make no
that
sense.
Game, I think he was like 5 for 17 or something like that.
Yeah, the pick a game. The last 5 games, he's been that way.
It's not the 5 for 17. It's the 12 that he missed.
Yeah.
The 12 that he missed it concerned me.
Yeah.
Point blank range, under the basket, layups, you know.
Is Carmelo Anthony on the team?
Oh, man, they say it was so painful to watch him the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, ooh.
I mean, AARP. I mean, like, that's what happens.
Like, when it gets that bad where you just can't even watch
yeah.
your boy play defense, you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's what's going on.